This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Twins All-Star Joe Ryan lasted only four innings, and the Athletics beat Minnesota last night at Target Field 6-3. Ryan allowed two runs in the third and three more in the fourth and says he was just off.
I can just tell, like, mechanically some things that I just didn't like, that I knew I was, like, feeling physically, that I was like, all right, I hope this kind of goes away. And, physically I felt pretty good. There's just one area that I'm like, all right, I can hone in on that a little bit more. Trying to make that a little bit better. A little too rotational, a little too tall maybe, and I can just get into the lower half a little bit better and maybe execute a couple more pitches and get myself out of the inning without having to worry about the other stuff.
Brooks Lee and Ryan Jeffers each homered in the loss. The AAA Saints whipped Round Rock last night in St. Paul 11-4. Kyle Fedko had a five-hit night, including a homer. The Lynx lost in New York last night 85-75. Head coach Cheryl Reeve was not surprised the Liberty were ready to go, but was surprised her team wasn't.
I mean, if you beat a team a couple times, you know, you're playing on their floor, whatever. It was not a surprise to us. It was a surprise to me in terms of how we didn't start the game ready. Our starters weren't ready. That was surprising to me. You know, credit to New York. You know, they got the ball hopping and JJ got him started. JJ played great and their starters played great. Ours did not.
Minnesota's at Atlanta tomorrow. The Vikings are looking ahead to Friday's preseason game at Tennessee. Linebacker Bo Richter knows it's an important game for him.
Absolutely another opportunity. You know, go out there and make plays with every rep. Every rep is precious. Every rep matters. So, you know, every rep that I can go out there and put what I do on display, you know, I take that super seriously and you know, it means a lot to me.
Friday's game will kick off at 7 o'clock in Nashville. The Vikes have a training camp workout today and then a much lighter day tomorrow. And the Golden Gopher football team broke camp yesterday. They'll get going into game planning on Friday. They host Buffalo next Thursday. This is MNN Sports.